Hi, this is Paula from paulavickers.com, and I want to welcome you to the second in this series I've called The Law of Attraction Unraveled. In the first episode, I mentioned that I decided to do the series because I was tired of hearing the law of attraction put down as fanciful and impractical. It seems to me that right now it's very easy and really quite trendy to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and that's just such a shame. For myself, what I've come to realise is that my own understanding of the law of attraction is really empowering, and it's a great platform to start from when I have questions that I'm struggling to get answers from elsewhere. Now, there are over 7 billion separate realities hurtling round the sun on this beautiful planet, so it figures to me that there's more than just one holy grail definition of something like law of attraction. So in this episode, I want to share what the law of attraction means to me and just see if it makes sense to you. My own study of the law of attraction started with a quite grueling 12-month deep dive program, but it didn't stop there. I continue to deepen my grounding by studying different viewpoints and different perspectives. And even while some of those different viewpoints criticise or mock the law of attraction, what really strikes me are the remarkable similarities between law of attraction and other understandings and descriptions with their own labels. I simply hear different language and different models describing very similar concepts. So here are the basics as far as I see and understand it. Number one, everything is energy. Now, I'm not a scientist, but it makes absolute sense to me that we're all made up of the same basic molecular stuff. And if you examine that basic stuff at an even more, much more basic level, it's energy. All and everything we are and everything we perceive is really just energy. So number two, the law of attraction tells us that we attract things we're in vibrational resonance with. But because we perceive this energy as other people, stuff and circumstances, it seems like what we attract sort of magically comes to us from somewhere. Now, for me, you know, in a pure potential sea of energy, that doesn't quite make sense. It seems to me, and this is the platform I work from, it seems more accurate to say that as vibrational beings, we experience what we have vibrational resonance with. At that level, there is no time and space to attract from. What determines our individual experience is simply shared resonance. And it's only in our human experience does it seem that stuff and circumstances come to us. Does that make sense? Imagine you've got an audience of doctors. That's our sea of potential energy. But you want to narrow your focus or experience to, let's say, trauma doctors. So you ask all the trauma doctors to stand up and show themselves. They do, and you get to experience what you want. Now, it seems to me that this is what we do, though it's mostly below our level of awareness. We ask the universe to give us certain experiences. But instead of verbally asking all the trauma doctors to stand up, we do our asking through our vibration, because vibration is the language of the universe. And we tune into our experience through our vibration. Or another way to say it is through who and what we're being. So number one, everything is energy. Number two, we determine our experience by our vibration, by who and what we're being. So on to number three. If we want to change our experience, we have to change our vibration. But critically, we have to do this in the language the universe understands, who we're being. And here's where it seems to me there's the most misunderstanding about law of attraction. The biggest argument I hear, apart from how can good people attract bad things, which I intend to cover in a later episode, the biggest argument I hear is that someone has created visualizations and affirmations until they're blue in the face and nothing has really changed. You know, it doesn't and it won't change while you and I are doing it at the level of visualizing and speaking. It really won't. Things only change when you and I change at the level of being, because being is the only language the universe talks. If you want one thing and you're being something else, what you're being is going to trump what you say you want every single time. Imagine you want a new job. You sit down and you think really hard about the job you'd like. You think about the salary you want, which is 5 times your current salary. You think about the work you want to do, totally different to what you do now, and the type of company you'd like to work for. You create a vision board that reflects all these elements, and you craft fabulous affirmations that describe exactly what you're going to see, have and feel when your new life takes off. The problem is, if you can't connect with these as if you're already the person who's living that life, you just won't get that life. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is you've got to embody the characteristics, the traits, the outlook that that alternate version of yourself already has, so that you can experience the stuff and circumstances that are resonating at that same frequency. You can't wait for the experience to change your frequency. You have to change your frequency to meet the experience. I hope that makes sense. And you know, I know this not because I read it somewhere and not because I heard somebody say it, although I did, and I have. But I know this for myself, because it's my own lived experience. And one way or another, it's yours too. So number one, everything is energy. Number two, the language of energy is vibration. And without a matching vibration, visualization and affirmations are empty. Number three, if you want to change your experience, you have to change your vibration. So the next episode is going to look at how your vibration's made up, how you can change it, and how you can know that you're actually doing it right. So if that sounds interesting to you, you can subscribe to this series and let's see where it goes. I love questions and comments, so if you have either or there's something you'd like my perspective on in an upcoming episode, you can connect with me by email at paula@paulavickers.com or on Facebook at Getting You Unstuck. That's at Getting You Unstuck, all one word. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful day.